This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Attention, all of you, with a sweet tooth. American farmers want to change the way they make sugar. You know about sugar cane, but in fact, half of all the sugar in the U.S. comes right out of the ground from sugar beets. And this spring, thousands of American farmers are hoping to plant sugar beets that have been genetically engineered. Groups that oppose genetically modified food have asked a federal court to stop them. NPR's Dan Charles has the story.
The American Crystal Sugar Company factory in Moorhead, Minnesota, is a steaming, belching, coal-burning monster. On the day I visited, it was 11 degrees below zero and blowing hard. But for sugar beets, that's perfect. In this part of the country, millions of tons of beets sit all winter long in enormous open-air piles. And they have to stay frozen, otherwise they'd lose their sugar. Another load of beets arrives. These are homely vegetables. They look like very fat white carrots.
There's about 25 tons per truckload.
David Berg, the CEO of American Crystal Sugar, leads the way through the factory, following the trail of beets. They get sliced into thin strips, then fed into a gigantic steel drum filled with hot water.
So this is where the actual process of extracting the sugar starts, right here.
In the end, you get sugar water, boiled down to the point where it's so thick, it turns into a mass of sugar crystals. And at the other end of the factory, a stream of dry white sugar fills an endless parade of 5 and 10 pound bags.
The statute says that 10 pound bags of sugar aren't very popular anymore because people don't bake at home as much as they used to.
The real sugar factories, though, are silent wands, green leafy beet plants that turn sunlight into sucrose. The new sugar beet that farmers here want to plant has a new gene inserted into it, and that gene lets the plant withstand Roundup, the popular chemical weed killer. Farmers who plant these sugar beets will be able to spray Roundup on their fields. It'll kill the weeds while the sugar beet plants survive.
This is a very big deal. It makes weed control much, much easier.
Alan Dexter, a weed scientist at North Dakota State University, is meeting with farmers at a hotel in Fargo, North Dakota, talking about this new weapon in the war on weeds.
Typically, we've been using mixtures of four herbicides applied four times at a seven-day interval. It's very complicated, and the Roundup is a lot easier and a lot more reliable.
So what you've been hearing from farmers is...
Oh, the farmers are going to adopt it as rapidly as they can.
Actually, they've been waiting years for these beets. Roundup-resistant soybeans, cotton, and corn have been on the market for almost a decade. And government regulators approved so-called Roundup-ready sugar beets back in 1998. But until now, the sugar beet industry, including American Crystal, held back. American Crystal CEO David Berg.
5 years ago, there was some very serious customer concern at the industrial customer level, the people we sell the sugar to, and certainly at the consumer level, the final consumers, about biotech agriculture. Since that time, the resistance has just diminished. People have become more comfortable with it.
Not everybody, though. There's Kevin Golden, for instance, from the Center for Food Safety in San Francisco.
A lot of the American public simply disagrees with the idea of genetically engineering life forms. It's an invasive technology where you're transporting foreign genes into the genome of a plant using a viral vector. And a lot of people think that that's just wrong, sort of morally and environmentally.
Last month, Golden's group and several others filed a lawsuit to stop the new sugar beets. They say the U.S. Department of Agriculture violated the law when it approved these beets because it didn't look carefully enough at several environmental risks. For instance, sugar beet seeds are harvested in the same part of Oregon as ordinary table beets, also Swiss chard. And all those plants are so similar, they can pollinate each other. So Golden says gardeners could find themselves growing the occasional hybrid, part Roundup-ready sugar beet, part Swiss chard.
And it may look like chard, it may look like table beets, but in fact it'll have the Roundup-ready property in it, or at least the Roundup-ready gene.
Accidental cross-pollination between these crops was always possible, but Golden says it now could be a problem for organic farmers who aren't supposed to use any genetically engineered seed. A similar lawsuit using similar arguments stopped the planting of Roundup-ready alfalfa last year. Sugar beet farmers now are waiting for a word from the court. Planting time arrives in just a couple of months. Dan Charles, NPR News.